This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology says the number of children with peanut allergies increased by 21% from 2010 to 2017. But there's good news. A recent study has found that introducing peanut products to children during their first 5 years can significantly reduce the risk of them developing an allergy to peanuts as they grow older. The research provides further evidence of the link between early peanut exposure and a lower allergy risk. Dr. Jeannie Marazzo, director of the NIH's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said, "These findings should reinforce parents' and caregivers' confidence that feeding their young children peanut products beginning in infancy can provide lasting protection from peanut allergy. If widely implemented, this safe, simple strategy could prevent tens of thousands of cases of peanut allergies among the 3.6 million children born in the United States each year." The Montana Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, said that minors do not need parental consent before abortion. Abortion is legal in Montana under a judicial precedent from the 1999 state Supreme Court order known as the Armstrong decision, in which the court found that the state constitution's right to privacy protects abortion access to the point of fetal viability. The Supreme Court's Wednesday opinion, written by Supreme Court Justice Lori McKinnon, settles one element of a decade-long legal battle over how that right to privacy interacts with the rights of parents in a child's abortion care. Justice McKinnon wrote, "We conclude that minors, like adults, have a fundamental right to privacy, which includes procreative autonomy and making medical decisions affecting his or her bodily integrity and health in partnership with a chosen healthcare provider, free from governmental interest," McKinnon wrote on behalf of the court. This case goes back to 2013 when the Republican-majority Montana legislature passed House Bill 391, dubbed the Parental Consent for Abortion Act, which required health care providers to receive notarized and written consent from a parent or legal guardian before performing an abortion on anyone under 18 years old. Exceptions for medical emergencies or in cases where a minor successfully petitioned a court for a waiver were included. Planned Parenthood sued the state even before the law went into effect, and a judge at the time granted a preliminary injunction that kept it from being implemented while the case played out. A separate restriction has remained in place. Known as the Parental Notice of Abortion Act, the voter-backed referendum passed in 2012 and requires health care providers to notify parents or legal guardians at least 48 hours in advance when a child under the age of 16 seeks an abortion. Due to a series of judicial slowdowns, it wasn't until February 2023 that a Helena judge from Lewis and Clark County District Court deemed the Consent Act to be unconstitutional. Planned Parenthood's position, ultimately echoed in the court's unanimous decision, hinged on Montana's constitutional right to privacy. The rights of parents, the plaintiff asserted, do not outweigh the right of every Montanan, including minors, to make private and autonomous decisions about their health care, including abortion. In the court's opinion, Justice McKinnon wrote, "We emphasize that our decision is not based on, nor do we presume to answer, the profound questions about the moral, medical, and societal implications of abortion. At the end of the day, those questions are left to the woman who must decide for herself," the opinion reads. During the 2021 and 23 Montana legislative sessions, Republican lawmakers introduced a slew of bills aimed at limiting abortion. Some have been struck down in court as unconstitutional. Others remain legally enjoined or stopped due to other legal challenges. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.